Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening from Los Angeles, USA, California. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Saley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, life and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. My work is based in Los Angeles, and I teach and provide my private services and teaching in the Los Angeles area. However, if you are out of Los Angeles, you can still use my service or take all my classes via telephone calls as well as Skype. And also there are other types of technology that we can work with, such as chat, Facebook, FaceTime, and all that stuff. We can talk about it if you're interested. My private counseling includes traditional hypnosis, and I work with changing habits and behavior, which is improving your confidence, your focus, your self-esteem, specialize in weight loss, and also quite a large variety of different behavior changes that I work with, and also past life regression. That's what I specialize in as well. Now, before I forget, don't forget to follow our blog talk here right now if you can, because my show is different on a weekly basis. We offer two different types. Well, right now we offer two different type readings and healing, which is Akashic Records, and also the Trinity, communicating and healing with Trinity, which is what we're going to do tonight. And also another thing is join my meetup. My meetup lists all of the classes, all right? And my meetup address is subconsciouschannel.info. Once again, it's subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. Or you can just go to my private website, which is subconsciouschannel.com. So today I would like to introduce, let me see, there's supposed to be two of my, they were students before, but now they are practitioners. So the two of them are on right now. Okay, so I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves. And first person is Eve. Eve, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, Tina. Hello, everyone. How are you? I want
good.
To especially thank all those whom I have invited in the past couple of weeks to join this program. I know that there was a sudden program change, and I recommend that you join Tina's meetup so that you can find out about this and any other schedule changes that may occur. If you did tune in at this different time, congratulations, you haven't missed us. I am a psychiatrist who's graduated from UCLA Medical School. I have taken a new path. It's related to my old. I'm still healing, but spiritually instead. And I do chakra readings, Akashic record readings, angel card readings, and I do the coupled chakra relationship readings, which we had fun doing last week on our program, or last time, I should say, on our program.
It was on Monday night. Yeah, it was Monday night, Akashic Records, reading relationship.
Just
to remind the listener, absolutely awesome. Just to remind the listener, next week we are going to have just one show, which is going to be on Tuesday night. So just check on this blog talk. I haven't scheduled this show on blog talk yet, but do follow my blog talk so you can get announcements. So next week is going to be accessing your soul records, all right, reading your Akashic book. And it's going to be next Tuesday. I have a little change next week, but normally we have it every Monday and Thursday night. All right, Eve, sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to make that little announcement for all the listeners.
No problem. So for the listeners, I just wanted to let you know that Tina has put up my updated bio. So you are welcome to go onto our website and check out all of us who do the readings on this program under practitioners on her website. And my email address is located on there. I am available to do group readings, individual readings, couples readings. I can be featured at a fundraiser to help you raise money for your organization. Just give me a call. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, Eve. So the next person I'm going to introduce to everyone is Julie. Julie, are you around?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. I wasn't sure if you were going to show up tonight. But welcome.
I know.
Welcome, Julie. We missed
you
last week.
Yes,
Julie,
I've been
Well, Julie is a professional photographer specializing in wedding photography, and she's extremely busy this time of year. But if anyone who is interested in her work, she's an excellent photographer. Well, she can talk about herself now. Julie, you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi.
Right,
hello. Nope, I love the introduction. Thank you. My name is Julie. I'm a certified Trinity practitioner and do readings in the Akashic records as well, life path, and also chakra readings. And also do professional photography, weddings and portraits, and, you know, fashion and other things of that sort. So, yeah, if you need to get in touch with me, you can reach Tina. And, yeah, I look forward to giving you guys a reading tonight.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can connect with Julie via our meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. Eve and Julie, all the practitioners on my blog talk, they all are members of my meetup. Okay, so just go ahead and connect with them, email them, or just email me or text me, and I can get you guys their information. If you are resonating with their reading today, and if you would like to get extended reading or healing session with them, I do encourage that, okay? Because what you get today is just a fraction, just a little fraction of what you should get, okay? Because they can do very extensive detailed reading. Now, I'm going to cover a little bit what communicating with Holy Trinity is, because this is a very unique show. I don't think anyone does it, because I create this workshop, this class, last year. The Holy Trinity, you probably have heard a lot, you know, through different religion, especially in Christian and Catholic. But in my workshop, it's pretty much the same thing, except that I would tell everyone that they just represents archetype in all of us. It is archetype of our masculine self, which is our conscious mind, our feminine self, which is our subconscious or our heart, and also our soul, or what you call Holy Spirit or higher self, okay? So they're all in each of us, okay? We all have this, I call consciousness. This is why we are able to communicate with each one of them separately, all right? Because always remember that we are energy, having experience in this physical body. So each part of our essence, or archetype of our masculine self, and some of just the consciousness, and we can communicate with all of them. Now, why is it important to connect with our Trinity? In this session, you're probably just going to get a reading, and they're going to talk to your masculine self, your yin and yang, and your oversoul if they have to get some advice about your soul, and then, you know, see if you're off balance with your masculine feminine self. But it is so also very important for you to learn how to connect with your own Trinity. And why is it important? It's important because it is for us to really discover who we are once you begin to learn how to communicate with your Trinity. And you will be able to accomplish what your heart desire is in order to have a beautiful experience on this earth with all the abundance and love that you
I can't hear anything. Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't hear. Julie, can you hear me?
Yep.
I can hear you, Eve.
Okay, that's really odd. I know, I'm not hearing her at all. She's been fading in and out, and she's been completely gone for about the past minute for me.
So you can hear me? You can hear me talking. I wonder if the callers
can hear.
Hello,
welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back. Thank you. Just know this happens sometimes with this technology, with the internet. You know, I'm calling in, and this is actually not the first time that my call dropped, because luckily the last time when my call dropped, my son was giving reading. It actually just happened more than one time. So just now, luckily, we got this text thing. So I text this girl saying, hey, you guys, stop talking because my call just dropped. So I'm going to call back. So thank you for being patient. Thank you, Julie and Eve, for taking over the show temporary. Where was I? I was talking about the Trinity. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God, I was talking to myself. That was fun. So anyway, just to continue where we left off, and I hope I remember where I left off just quickly. It's so important to connect with your Trinity, okay? And if you do it yourself, you're going to be able to discover yourself, find yourself, and be able to learn how to connect to your Holy Spirit in order to guide you on your path, to stay in the middle path, to be in the moment, to balance yourself, to balance your yin and yang. And I offer this class in person and also via teleconference for long-distance students. Just go to my meetup, sign up, and then you get an announcement. If not, email me, because I do teach one-on-one to the student out of state. Okay? So we're going to get started soon, so that way we can get rolling on this. This is just a sample, just a little fragment of it, you know, but it'll be fun. This is going to be fun. And we're going to start off with a little meditation first, just to get everyone's energy together as a group, as a collective mind consciousness. But quickly, I wanted to tell you, if you do not get reading in person, just listen to all the reading today, because you're going to be surprised that the reading for other people also can be your reading, your personal reading as well. This actually happened to me last week. You know, they were giving some reading, and I listened to it, and I go, oh, my God, that's actually the message is for me as well. So take it that way, because all is one, really. Everyone is interconnected. So I'm going to ask everybody to just begin to slow down by allow yourself to close your eyes and just begin to focus on your breath at this moment. Just breathe in. And with intention together as a group, that we're all going to ask the universe to assist in bringing forth the messages that you need to hear. And there's a reason why each one of you are here today. There's some question in your heart, some question in your mind. Something that's not quite clear. You are guided to come here. Make this phone call. So we're going to ask the universe to bring in whatever you need to hear in order to assist answering some of your questions, guiding you on the journey. So let's breathe in as you listen to the sound of my voice and begin to notice this beautiful, beautiful sun just right above your head. And you can begin to feel the warmth of the sun and just let this energy of the sun just flow down on your body, just flow down on the top of your crown. You can pretend. If you don't see it's okay, just feel it's good enough. It's very important just to feel the energy. Just pretend to feel the heat, the sensation, what the sun might feel like as you begin to bask under this beautiful energy of the sun. We're going to ask the sun energy to burn and remove all old energy that no longer serve you. Whatever old energy that blocks your journey, either be fear, insecurity, all that, begin to leave your body as the energy of the sun begin to melt down. And just pretend to feel this melting liquid light begin to flow down through your crown. Let it spiral down inside your body, your spine. Let it travel down in and out. You can feel on your physical body as well as this energy flow down, cascading down your shoulder, your face, upper body, lower body, your hips, your legs. And allow it to leave your body. Just feel it come down to your feet. And with your intention, begin to flush everything out. Ask the sun energy to take everything out that's no longer good for you, that's holding you back, that's blocking your journey, blocking your abundance, opportunity. Let it all go now. and just begin to feel how lighter you feel at this moment. And now just send the gratitude and grace to the universe, God, divine light, whoever you believe in or call upon. But the most important thing is to yourself, for bringing yourself here at this moment. At the count of five, you will begin to open up your eyes and enjoy this session. One, take a deep breath in, just breathe all the way in, feeling much better and lighter now. Two, breathe in again this beautiful color, any color that comes to your mind. Just breathe it in and ask this color to heal you, to flush all the stress, anxiety, fear, whatever you have. Let them all out. Breathe, breathe in very, very deep. Flush everything down. Ask this breath, life force energy, to heal every atom, every cell, every organ and fibers in your body. Four, breathe in again. Begin to hear the sound of my voice much clearer now. Five, coming up now. Open up your eyes and come back into your place, your chair, your bed, wherever you're at. Just begin to come back into your body at this moment. So now we're going to begin to start this session now. And I'm going to start with the first person. Her name is Teresa. Teresa, I'm going to put you on the call right now. Teresa, how are you? Are you on?
I am on, Tina. Can you hear me?
Teresa. Yes, I can hear you. You're a little bit choppy, but it's okay. Teresa, you want to go ahead and just say your name three times so you can hear your vibration.
Okay, my name is Maria Teresa Nunez Resendiz.
Say that again. I can't hear you well. Just mention Teresa.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay. My name is Maria Teresa Nunez Resendiz.
That was much better, Tina.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, Teresa. So just hang on. Give it a few minutes for the ladies to talk to your Trinity. It will take a little bit when we started. You know, what they do is they go inside of this beautiful Trinity temple, and then they begin to talk to your yin and your yang, your masculine self, your feminine self, as well as your oversoul or who you are, really, your spirit, your soul, a higher dimension of you. Again, remember, I teach this class. I create this class myself last year, and this is through teaching students, and this is how I learned to connect to the Trinity through my teaching. And however, it is through my higher self, my student higher self, we are working together, we're co-creating together this workshop. So nobody else teach this. And if you're interested in learning how to join my meetup or email me at astroandtarot@gmail.com or just go to my meetup and email me. I also have my information contact on this blog talk on the main page. You can look it up. All right, if Eve and Julie are ready, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You want to go ahead? Or?
Yeah, Julie.
Julie can, yeah, either one of us.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Okay, hello, Teresa. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So as I was feeling your energy, the masculine energy seems very focused, and it seems like you're articulate in your speaking, that you have a pretty rounded voice. Your life seems very busy. It kind of I think it helps support that masculine side of you, that the mind and the ego. Kind of, it's like the reality. And I think that sitting in reality for you kind of keeps things grounded, is how I'm feeling. I see that you're searching for the feminine, though, and it's like I feel like you're pulling cobwebs or clean, like you're pulling like strands and just like searching to get closer to your heart. Saying don't give up. If you're like digging and you feel like it's like you want results, but they said kind of accept the fact that sometimes they're not physical. And sometimes, even if you don't think something's happening, there is something. There are results that are happening. Physically, you may not see them, you know, but the energy is shifting. So don't give up. And it says letting go of some past relations that may be holding your heart and preventing you from opening your heart up is kind of what also I got. So I hope that helps you.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hi, Teresa. It's Eve. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Eve?
I'm fine. Thank you. Okay, I'm just going to do my quick run-through of what I see here. There is a situation that you're currently experiencing that you're not entirely satisfied about, and you have been verbalizing, perhaps either not verbalizing the solution at the same time, or the solutions that you are coming up with are not being listened to. You are not dissatisfied is almost putting it mildly. I am feeling that you have experienced some recent hurt to your heart. It could be related to this. It could be this plus other things. All of us at some point do feel ego injuries and our heart can ache over disappointments and over other types of hurts. It feels as though yours has been significant enough that it has paled your heart just a bit. I'm also feeling that it has affected your sense of self-esteem. And I want to tell you, this does not have to be. This does not have to be. Also, I'm picking up that because you are spending so much time up in your head with your worries and anxieties about whatever it is you've been expressing to other people in a dissatisfied manner, that you're not well grounded. So this is what I have for you from your higher spirit. It's important for you to schedule time to play and pamper yourself, because this, you've basically wiped off the list. And it's very important. It's important for you to fill up yourself with feeling contented and fulfilled, because the contentment and fulfillment you feel in one aspect of your life can bleed into the others. So some things that I can suggest, certainly take what sounds good for you and leave the rest. You likely have ideas of your own. Candles, hot bath. Go pay for a massage with someone who gives the type of massage you like so you know you'll be satisfied. Ask around among your friends. Anything that you have found to bring you profound peace in the past, do this now. You can navigate through your situation. More success will come and more quickly if you are coming from a good place. And if you are willing to make the changes that you actually know are necessary for improving the situation, clearly they've been difficult for you to make so far. So your higher spirit is encouraging you to do this pampering of yourself and taking really good care of yourself so that you can realize more your self-love, put yourself in a place where you know that you can do whatever change it takes, because you're worth it. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank you. Teresa, did everything resonate with you?
Yes, it did. It did. I think it was two different readings, but both resonate with me. The first one that she gave me, the letting go of past relationships, and then the hurt to my heart, all that is, I feel like it's happening right now. And the second one as well, also that I have to pamper myself. So both readings were very good.
So you know, they're connecting to your feminine side, which is your emotion, your heart, okay? So this is the energy you have been focusing at the moment. So it does show the imbalance on the your mind, your heart. Okay, but you know, they were seeing some of the more of your connection with your muscle and self. But anyway, Teresa, we're gonna move on to the next person. You know, I want to thank you so much for everything, for being here. Have a lovely evening. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for the three of you.
Thank you.
You're
all right, we're gonna move on to the next person. Her name is Suzanne. 631 is Eric Coach. I'm going to turn your phone on here. Susan, are you around?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Susan. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Welcome to the show, Susan. I would like you to
I gave you a date of birth to the ladies before the show starts so they can get started. So I would like you to just state your name three times so they can hear your vibration, because what it is, it's tapping into your frequency. And after that, they go in and begin to see your yin and yang or your masculine feminine self and communicate with them. So go ahead and do that, please.
Suzanne, Suzanne, Suzanne.
Thank you. All right, so in the meantime, while they are communicating with your trinity, and depends on who show up to them, and oftentimes three of them show up, and they will take a look and see which one show up first, because usually that's the one that tends to be a dominant, the dominant energy at the moment, and they'll begin to communicate with both of them, and oftentimes they'll see if they're balanced, you know, they'll get all this, the image of your masculine feminine self, and you know, depends on how they see it, they can explain to you. But again, like this show is kind of short, so they don't have time to really describe to you exactly what, you know, in detail what they're seeing with your yin and yang. If you are resonating with any of these practitioners, please do contact them through our meetup or just email me at astroandtarot@gmail.com. My contact is on this Blog Talk Radio show at the main page, or you can go to our meetup and connect with them at subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. Eve and Julie, are you guys ready for her?
Yes, I'm ready. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
Okay, so what I picked up, both masculine and feminine seem kind of weak right now, like they're kind of diminished. The light isn't as bright as seems like usually you seem pretty bright and full of life is what I was picking up. Your feminine seems to be open and like that you have a pretty good connection with your heart and with God and spirit. Something I think has kind of shifted. I picked up that your like your logical mind and the masculine side is very distracted and lost. I actually felt very confused, felt that there was a lot of confusion going on. I did pick this up full of saying things, but you can confirm for me and that'll just help me be validated. I picked up that maybe you lost your mom at a young age, or that you maybe lost connection with your mother at a younger age. I don't know if this is true or not, but I felt that you had kind of stood up for yourself a lot as a child. But I feel in the essence there was a loss of your innocence, of like that inner child in you, that the innocence wasn't, you didn't really get to have a lot of that. And so what I was told was imagination, and to really just get those things in your mind that you can just start imagining and opening your, you know, imagination station is what I call it. that little girl inside of you, she wants to laugh and she wants to giggle and she wants to just have a really good time. And so if you can do some things that really can help you, whether that's gardening or something to do with flowers or something that's going to make you giggle and kind of get your imagination stirring, I think that's going to help your heart. I also sensed that maybe your home needs more light, that maybe the curtains need to be drawn open, and it said just sun, that you need some sun in your life and some light. So you can tell me and if this resonated with you or...
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, thank
you. So what we'll do, we'll get her feedback in a bit, but let's get that
Leaf going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
This is Eve. Hi there. Okay. There are a few things I'm sensing. One is, congratulations, you have quite a large heart. That is really a beautiful thing to feel. It's beautiful for me, even as a psychic, to feel it. And I know I've never met you before. Also, I see that your crown chakra is pretty open. You've got, which means basic, you are receptive to and taking in advice and guidance from the divine, from your Holy Spirit or higher spirit, and from those who love you who have passed on before you. The thing is that while it is going in, there's this little bit of doubt or lack of attention to your intuition. And see, this is usually how they express their guidance to you. There'll be this little voice or this little thought that seems to come out from nowhere and can tell you maybe which option might be better, or it might be a good idea to do this other thing. And I'm seeing that you're not exercising following that intuition as much as you could be right now. You're getting plenty of info, so I would like to encourage you to just open up that inner eye and or basically be receptive to when you get those little hunches, because they're dead on, okay? You have, going back now to that large heart, you have been giving a lot, and at the same time have, it in proportion to all the giving out that you've been doing, you've been avoiding self-giving. Now, I know you're not completely avoiding that, but in relationship to the other, it seems as though you've been coming from a place of, oh, I have so much, I can give here when someone needs it because you have a generous heart. Oh, and I can give that. Look at all these needy people here and there. I can just give a little here, a little more there. You know, it, what it is if you're giving only from your own energy source, you need some for yourself too. And so to say, oh, I'm strong enough, I don't have to have that snack of food right now. I can delay that meal. I don't need to take time off yet. I don't need to rest yet. All of those things, and these are just examples. It doesn't have to be literally these, but what I'm being shown is that some of your most basic needs, such as perhaps hunger and rest, et cetera, may be being denied by you because we think you can handle it. We all can handle a little bit of self-denial, but you know what? It's so much better and so much more balancing in life when we listen to and heed those needs, okay? Because these are signals that our energy is draining, okay? As psychic healers, we take energy from the universe and we channel it through us. So that, of course, that source is infinite. So we are not ultimately drained and finished as soon as we have given much to many others. But there's a process to that, okay? If I were to not do anything of that nature, I would simply be deflating my own essential energy. It is fine to share with others. There just needs to be what we would call a fair energy exchange. So if one person is not in a place to give it to you, you share some with them. It's important for you to balance your life out with finding someone else who does have some energy to share with you so you can refill. You need to not go into the negative because it will affect everything, eventually your own physical health. So I simply would love to encourage you to practice your intuition and listening to your inner voice so that you can take better care of yourself. There's one other little thing that I did notice. Another reason that perhaps you might not be listening as much as you could to that inner voice, there are some residual feelings regarding some, how shall we say, interpersonal interactions that have not been equitably in your favor and have left you feeling just a little bit dubious, maybe just feeling like you have a little less sense of power than usual, a less sense of self and resolve in who you are. So you can take some time, maybe during some meditation, and you can do this more than once, to imagine the most painful events in your life or the least resolved, or the ones that you think are pretty resolved, but you just want to see if there's anything more when you pull it up. Take those things, just wash everything inside and around it all with God's white light, and let yourself flow with that beautiful, loving energy, and see if you can allow yourself to release what you have forgiven, see what you can forgive more deeply and let go of. And that way, once you let go of those feelings or that negative energy that's residual from those past times in your life, you will then be able to take in more love from the universe, which you can use on yourself and on others again. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
All right, Suzanne, would you like to give a little feedback to the ladies on what you
did? Oh, my gosh, that was really great. That was, like, head on. But I just wanted to ask a quick question. Can you answer like certain questions or?
I actually, you know, Suzanne would love to, but what happened is you know both of them actually just did a lot for you because we have time limit here. That's what it is, and we got other people waiting, so we just want to be fair with everyone. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So I hope you understand, but you can connect with them privately. If you wish, you know, and they can give you my extended.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much, Susan.
Can you tell us at least some feedback if you felt that we were right on?
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I thought you were really right on with a lot of stuff. I feel like I need a new job. I feel like I help a little bit too many people and it's depleting my energy. I miss my son because my ex-husband got him, and I miss a ex-boyfriend. So, yeah, all those things.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. All right,
bye-bye.
We're going to move on to the... Great, thank you so much. We're going to move on to the next person, Dale at 336 area code. Dale, hello, are you still around?
Yes, I am.
Dale, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to the show. So, Dale, you want to go ahead and just state your name 3 times for the ladies to tap into your Trinity, please.
Dale.
Thank you. Thank you. So just take a moment for them to communicate with your Trinity. Eve and Julie, you can cut in any time. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for both of you to access and communicate with Dale's Trinity, I would like to again mention about our meetup at subconsciouschannel.info, or go to my personal website. You can get contact of Julie and Eve at subconsciouschannel.com. And if you're interested in a private counseling or hypnosis with me, always email me at astroandtarot@gmail.com, or you can just look up my information on the main page of this blog talk radio, as well as the website. Both websites you can go in. Again, I teach all this class. These ladies last year, they didn't know how to do this kind of reading, and now they're excellent, excellent readers. I also teach out of classes, many, many classes, and one of the very famous one is Akashic Records, and I host the Blog Talk Radio show every Monday, except next week it's going to be Tuesday, so you're going to be taught with different kind of reading in that class. Anyway, I'm just going to go back to Eve and Julie. Are you guys ready for Dale? Looks like you might. Looks like they're talking a lot with your
sorry, Tina.
Trinity.
I lost my screen.
Yeah, maybe her Trinity is talkative. So you guys have been talking a lot. You guys are talkative too. All right, let's get going here.
Okay. Del, I feel. I'm sorry. Let me introduce myself. This is Eve. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I want to address and please share with me if I'm wrong. I feel that your heart has been hurt and that you are beneath the surface, beneath the superficial smiles and the way you carry yourself so nicely around the people that surround you. I feel that you feel a sense of despair over something, and it feels as though it has caused you to not be entirely present in yourself, as if it almost hurts to be inside, because that can maybe feel a little bit more devastating. And it feels as though you've pulled in on all levels of everything. I'm sorry. Did you want to say something? I heard a breath somewhere. Okay.
No.
Okay. First of all,
I am sending you some loving energy right now, Del, because I have your higher spirit here telling me just how precious and wonderful and beautiful and smart you are. And it's necessary for you to hear this right now because you are a very capable gal, a very capable gal who has got into her head that perhaps she's not as capable in this moment. Well, I've got news for you. Even though it doesn't feel like you are, you really are. This is primarily a message of encouragement. Often, what we are in despair over is a perceived loss. Now, whenever you review whatever it is that has made you feel this way, ask yourself, has your essence, your character, your God-given personality traits, have they been taken away? Has your inner wisdom that the universe has been dispensing to you as you receive it, as you learn life lessons, has that disappeared or dissipated in any way? You'll find that when you actually do full inventory of yourself, there is no loss of your inner core. You are there. It's simply a matter of reframing whatever this thing is that has affected you so that you sit from a powerful place and you conquer those feelings rather than those feelings conquering you. Does this in any way strike a chord with you?
Yes, it does.
All right. I am getting a message again. It's so cute. Your higher spirit, your loved ones, whomever, I just see light. I see light beams up here. And they're right now, they're just pouring. They're cascading into me. They're light energy. They're asking me to pass this along to you. I am channeling you all this loving white energy from your spiritual loved ones. They're surrounding you right now. They're just wrapping you up like a little burrito. Pardon my, I'm a Latina and I love food, so I tend to use those analogies.
Yes.
Now, how does her feminine masculine self look to you?
Right. She, basically, her masculine is not very strong. Her feminine is very faded. She has been traumatized and she is outside of herself a little bit. Her soul's been fragmented a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But her Holy Spirit, I'm sorry, her higher spirit is very strong, intact, and is attempting to replace everything back inside her physical shell.
Okay, beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Now.
Hello? Hi.
Oh.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Julie.
Hi, this is
Julie.
Julie. Hello, Del. Hi, how
hey,
are you?
Hey, hi, I'm fine.
Okay. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yes, I can.
So, okay. When I saw like a crystal ball, which to me just showed like the unknown, some uncertainty I feel that you're facing. And you know, I feel like in our human minds and logical minds, we always want certainty. You know, I think it helps us feel secure. But really, uncertainty is what life is about. And if we knew everything that was going to happen, then we wouldn't learn the lessons. So I feel like the energy right now for you can go either way. But I also saw you like on a bike, and you seem pretty well balanced on your bike as you truck along on your journey. And like your feminine masculine, it sways at times. But yes, it does definitely feel like your heart is kind of at a lower place right now. I feel that you can get kind of taken away by the masculine side, and your heart can kind of be left, or vice versa. You can get, you know, your heart can go sinking in and you leave the mind aside. I sense that you like to take risks, or that you do take risks. And also, I just keep sending you on a bike and you're going down the hill, meaning like sometimes in life you're going to go down. But to keep your mind strong, I did sense that, like, I saw you kind of hung up like a wheel was broken on your bike or some pebble, kind of a pebble broke your wheel. So I was told, try not to get caught up and tripped up on those small, on the small stuff. When it's a big thing that might kind of take you, maybe it's a bigger rock, you know, maybe it wasn't such a small pebble. It seems that your masculine right now has your walls up pretty high around you and your heart as well. Meaning also the ego is kind of having a hard time with the change. It doesn't like the change and is going to do anything to not go after it. But you have to know, and I think you know, that mending that wheel, and you need to take care of you and what really supports your heart and what loves you and what you love, and that's what you need to go after. So focus on what makes your heart happy, and I can understand there's some stuff that you're going through right now, and really try and do your best to let go of some things that are holding you back and try and move on from them. So I hope this
all right.
This helps you. Thank you very much, both of you.
I'm sure this lady wants to hear some feedback from you. So would you like to share some of feedback? It resonated with you.
Yes, it did. Everything was on point, and I have been through a lot in these past few months, a lot of loss and hurt and pain. But this has helped me tonight. It really has.
Oh, good.
Thank you very much.
Like I said earlier, you know, each one of us is being guided to the right path when we ask for, you know, help and answers. So thank you. And do not hesitate to connect with either Eve or Julie if you feel that you need more extended information and help from them. Feel free, just join my meetup. And then both of them are on a meetup number. You can email them. Or you can email me and I'll give you the information. It's always healing when you get more information and get some clarity. All right? And you can even take classes, workshop with me if you like. This is a very unique class. And you can learn to find yourself, love yourself, discover yourself. I have gone through a similar situation like you, you know, last year. And hadn't been this path, this journey, and this belief, you know, I would be a wreck. But because of, you know, this spiritual, beautiful journey, awakening journey, it really makes a big difference. All right. God bless you, Del, and good luck to you.
Bless
hope
you,
to
too. Blessings to all. Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you. Have a lovely night. Mm-hmm. All right. Hope you have some time here for the next person. Vicky, are you on the call?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Beautiful, Vicky. Vicky, would you like to? Yes, good. Why don't you just state your name three times for Eve and Julie to tap into your own energy?
Vicky.
All right, Vicky. I also gave you their date of birth just so that they have it and they can narrow down to your energy. So in the meantime, while they're accessing your Trinity to see your masculine feminine self, normally they will go get into detail how your masculine look, how your feminine looks. Are they together? Are they facing each other? How do they react to each other? Are they speaking to each other? Sometimes, you know, they show you the masculine will be really huge and the feminine will be tiny and hiding in a corner. So that tells your conscious mind, just too busy. And the feminine or your heart is not being out there. So anyway, who's ready?
Okay, I got off mute. This is Eve. I'm ready. Hi.
Okay, good.
Vicky, hi. This is Eve.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I'm doing fine. You bet. You have got such a lovely, clear inner eye. You can see things rather clearly. I'm hoping that you are relying on your intuition because you've got it. You've got a strong sense of it. Right now you're really attuned to the universe around you. So use it. I think you may be. I'm just telling you it's right on right now. it seems that you do know that you can trust your gut hunches and they are strong right now. Follow them. Because they're all on key. I do see when I look at your conscious versus your subconscious aspect of your soul, I do see a strength in that subconscious about the subconscious aspect or the female aspect. There's a lot of strength in there. So I think you have worked on, just with your life experiences and what you do with them, it seems that you are good at being a nurturer and at having more of that yin energy. You are able to sit still and to tell yourself when it is time to rest. Now, what I am noticing is that the opposite, the conscious aspect of you or the masculine aspect of you, while it is certainly doing something, it could kick in a little bit more, but I'll explain why. Because I am feeling that something good or a new opportunity is coming your way. And that opportunity, which is ahead for you, if it hasn't already given hints to you of its coming, that is going to then call for or require some action for you to take. You'll need to make decisions. You'll need to take some action. That's where the masculine aspect of your soul kicks in. So while you've been sitting pretty, so to speak, not in the facetious way, but because you are so feminine, so you're pretty in that aspect is what I mean, you have an opportunity to make a positive change. And so when you see that coming, be sure to activate yourself, to come off that couch or come off from that restful place, because it's time to do a little bit of exercise and engage that new gift that life is offering you. I do see that you have a good heart. Your heart is in the right place, and the things have been going pretty well for you. Well, they're going to get better. So I'm really hopeful for you. I'm really anticipating something very good happening. All right. Thank you so much, Vicki, for calling in. Take care.
Thank you. Eve. Really appreciate
all right.
it. Thank you.
You're bad.
Julie, your turn.
Okay. I didn't get so much here. I mean, I just, it's like I never have enough time, I feel. Okay. Hello,
yes.
Vicki. How are you?
Hi. How are you? And thanks for taking my call.
Okay. I'm sorry. I would give a lot more feedback or more than I
It's okay.
I got.
You know that, you know,
okay.
we'll be, know that in the call during the session. It's, you know, it's just like when we talk to a human, it takes time, you know. So go ahead, Julie. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Whatever you get, that's all meant to be.
Okay, so Vicki, I got breathe, and I felt something with your lungs. So that was just the very first thing. I sensed something different than Eve, and I felt that there was a kind of a loss of hope and faith in your heart. There's a disconnect that I picked up on. And I found that your masculine side is actually very strong and you are a very confident person and you're well-spoken and that people look up to you is kind of what I picked up. I wish I could go into more, but that was all I got for right now.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
All right, Vicki, wanted to just share some of your feedback to the ladies. They'd love to hear some.
Well, actually, Eve was right on. I am going through a transition, and I'm, as far as career, I'm on a different career path, and the career that I am getting into is helping people, and she was right on. And I forgot the last person that just read me. What is her name? I'm sorry.
Julie.
The last part of your read is pretty accurate. So I am a strong person, and I'm very positive, and I just try to maintain that spirit. So both of you
beautiful.
Guys, pretty good. Thank you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Beautiful, lovely, lovely feedback. So, Vicki, we want to thank you so much for being here, sharing your energy. And please, everyone, spread your words about this.
Thank you
talk.
So much.
Come
thank
back
you.
Next Thursday. Yes, next Thursday we have a karmic reading. Open up your soul contract, okay? They're going to find out about your soul, your path, your destiny, why you're here, what your gifts, your challenges, all that stuff. I also teach a karmic, and the next karmic class in person is this Saturday at 10 a.m.,
till 2 p.m. Pacific time. For the Trinity class, I haven't scheduled yet, but you can email me, join us at our meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info. Please connect with Eve and Julie if you want extensive reading. In this call, they don't have time. Like the last reading, Julie said, I just didn't have time because it's a lot of pressure having to communicate with, you know, like getting some time and being pressure on the show and then communicating with your Trinity. Is because, you know, it takes some time for them to come up sometimes. But when they do, I mean, so much detail you can get out of this, you know, meaning what your masculine looks like or your conscious mind, your feminine, what they look like, how they react to each other, what your oversoul or Holy Spirit trying to tell both of them, okay? There's so much that you can get. So connect with them, and you're going to be very happy with their service. It is quite healing when you get all this information. And when you...
Can you repeat
really
your website
eyes.
Again, please?
Yes, it's subconsciouschannel.info. Subconsciouschannel.info. I also place it on this Blog Talk Radio show on the main page. So if you follow this Blog Talk, it should have our information as well.
Okay, great.
So it is called subconsciouschannel.info. Yeah. Learn about it. Learn on your, you know, the best is learn yourself as well. Get extended reading from them, and you're going to see how clear it is. And oftentimes when you get to do this often, you don't really have to describe. I mean, you know, they see it, they just receive information automatically after many practice. You know, in the beginning, you know, it's very visual, and you can see what your masculine self looks like, what your feminine self looks like. It's amazing. All right, so now we're down to the last few minutes here. Eve, do you have any messages you want to pass on to the listener and also Julie? Just quick, 1 minute each.
Oh, okay, sure. Vicki, this move, this change, this is very significant for you. You may have already grasped it. However, I'm thinking that on the face it already looks good, but what I'm seeing is there's even more, and it will unfold over time, and congratulations, because it looks really great.
Wonderful. Julie, a message for listener. It doesn't have to be specific, but it can be general. That's fine.
My message would be for everyone to just stay true to your heart and really be truthful to who you are, because that's going to set you free and it's going to set your heart free. So listen to your intuition. So thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I want to thank you, all the listeners. Please, again, do not forget to follow our Blog Talk Radio show. We have different show every week. The next one is going to be next Tuesday. Normally it's on Monday and Thursday night, but just next week I have to switch it to Tuesday. I'm going to be out of town. So we're down to just 90 seconds. I just want to say thank you, everyone, for being here, sharing your energy. Thank you, Eve, and thank you, Julie, for being here and offering your beautiful energy, your time to offer this free reading to everyone on the call here.
Thank you.
Helping them.
Thank you, Tina.
Really helping open up their heart, their mind. It's absolutely beautiful. What you guys do will come back 1,000 times fold. Thank you. And everyone have a beautiful, lovely night. Thank you so much. Until then, see you guys next week. Thank you.
Thank you,
listeners.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.